What if I told you there's a mortgage company processing loans in under 8 hours, while the rest of the industry takes 5 weeks? And what if the same technology making that possible could completely change how you run your business in the next 18 months? I'm your host, and this is the show where we talk about tools that actually move the needle. No fluff, no hype, just what's working right now for people building real businesses. Today, we're diving into something that sounds contradictory, but isn't. AI is about to disrupt millions of white-collar jobs. We all know that. But it's simultaneously the biggest opportunity independent operators have ever had to compete with legacy companies. We're going to break down exactly how to position yourself on the right side of that equation. Plus, I'm going to show you why that traditional portfolio allocation everyone recommends is quietly bleeding your wealth, and what to do instead. Let me start with Better.com, because their numbers tell the whole story. They've taken mortgage processing costs from $11,700 down to under $3,000. That's a 74% cost reduction. But here's the kicker. They're processing 82% of their loans in under 8 hours. The industry standard is 35 days. Think about that gap. They're not 10% faster. They're not even twice as fast. They fundamentally reimagined what's possible. Now, why does this matter to you if you're not in mortgage lending? Because every industry has its version of the 35-day mortgage process. There's some bloated, expensive, slow procedure that everyone just accepts as how things work. Financial services alone has $450 billion in annual intermediary costs. That's not a typo. Almost $500 billion spent on middlemen doing things that technology can now handle. Here's your framework. First, identify the slowest, most expensive process in your industry. Not the thing that's kind of slow, the thing that makes clients pull their hair out. Second, map where AI could compress that timeline by 80% or more. Be honest here. Most processes have massive amounts of waiting, handoffs, and manual data entry that serve no real purpose. Third, position yourself as the AI-enabled alternative. You're not competing against AI, you're using it to compete against the legacy players who can't move fast enough. The winners in the next 3 years won't be the biggest companies. They'll be the most agile ones who can deliver what used to take 5 weeks in 5 hours. Now, let's talk about your money, because this connects directly to how you're building your business. That classic 60-40 portfolio, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, it's broken. Bonds have delivered essentially zero real returns over the past decade. You're paying taxes on those dividends while your purchasing power stays flat or declines. With $40 trillion in national debt and inflation that's not going anywhere, the traditional safe allocation isn't safe at all. But here's what actually works. Stay invested in innovation through low-cost ETFs. The S&P 500 naturally purges losing companies and adds winners. Remember when it added Nvidia? You didn't have to pick Nvidia, you just had to own the index. The tax efficiency is beautiful too. ETFs handle internal transactions without triggering taxable events for you, unlike mutual funds that generate tax bills even in down years. Here's the math that matters. $5,000 invested at 10% annual returns doubles every 7 years. Over 50 years, that's 7 doublings. Your $5,000 becomes $640,000. Not from trading, not from picking stocks, just from staying invested in companies that solve real problems. Now, the solopreneur twist. Don't try to time markets while you're building a business. You don't have the bandwidth, and honestly, neither do the professionals. Set up automatic contributions to innovation-focused ETFs and forget about it. Let compounding do the heavy lifting while you focus on revenue. One contrarian play worth watching, commodities. The S&P to commodity ratio is sitting at 25 to 26 times historical value. Normal is 12 to 14 times. AI and green tech require massive commodity inputs, copper, lithium, rare earth elements. Instead of speculative mining stocks, look at infrastructure companies like Brookfield or data center REITs like Digital Realty. They benefit from commodity demand without the mining risk. Here's your implementation checklist. Keep 3 to 6 months of operating expenses in cash. Max out retirement contributions through S&P or total market ETFs. Allocate 10 to 15% to commodities exposure through those infrastructure plays I mentioned, and maintain dry powder for volatility. The best opportunities show up during panic, but only if you have capital ready to deploy. Let me show you two tools that just changed the game for content production and client management. First is VisionClaw. This isn't another chatbot. It's a three-layer AI assistant. The vision layer captures context from your screen, the voice layer lets you give natural commands, and the execution layer completes tasks across all your business tools. The killer feature? It runs locally. Your client data stays on your machine, not in some cloud server. Real-world use case? You're in a client meeting. VisionClaw handles follow-up tasks while you're still talking. It extracts data in real time, updates your CRM, manages project tools. You focus on the actual conversation instead of taking notes you'll process later. It integrates with over 50 apps, so it works with whatever stack you're already using. Second tool is Notebook LM's new mobile updates. This solves the idea to content gap. Generate professional videos with AI narration, create infographics without hiring designers, build presentations on demand. I'm talking 30 minutes from outline to finished course module introduction. The speed here is absurd. Let's talk ROI, because tools don't matter if they don't pay for themselves. VisionClaw is open source, so it's free, but there's technical setup required. It saves 10 to 15 hours per week on admin tasks. That's 2 full workdays. Notebook LM is also free and mobile first. It eliminates $500 to $1,000 per month in designer and editor costs. Combined, you're getting the equivalent of a part-time assistant for zero ongoing cost. Your quick win this week? Start with Notebook LM. Turn your service explanations into videos. Use them for client onboarding, lead magnets, social content. Test which formats actually convert before you scale production. That's how you avoid the content creation hamster wheel. Let me give you a reality check about 2026. That's 18 months from now. 3 assumptions underpinning most business models might collapse by then. First, treasury bonds as a safe haven. If that breaks, where does your emergency fund actually live? Second, easy refinancing. Credit lines and expansion capital could freeze up fast. Third, the tech solves everything narrative. Green tech and climate business models may face serious investor scrutiny as reality sets in. What this means practically, you have roughly 2 years to stress test your business model. Can you survive without easy credit access? Is your revenue diversified beyond a single channel? Do you have cash reserves outside traditional safe assets? These aren't fear-mongering questions, they're operational planning. Here's your defensive positioning checklist. Pay down variable rate debt now while refinancing is still available. Build 12 months of operating expenses in cash reserves, not 6. Diversify revenue streams so no single client or channel exceeds 40% of your income. And question your industry's prevailing assumptions the same way better question the 35-day mortgage. A few quick opportunity spots before we wrap. Creator-led financial services are exploding. MrBeast just acquired Step. The model is leverage existing audience trust to enter financial services. If you've built any audience, think about how financial products could serve them better than legacy banks. Tokenization could unlock $450 billion in annual consumer savings by bypassing banking intermediaries. The regulatory environment is improving, with deregulation reducing compliance costs. I'm not saying launch a crypto exchange, but watch how tokenization evolves, because there will be massive service opportunities in implementation and education. And here's a weird one. NASA's Bennu asteroid discovery found life's building blocks on a 4.5 billion-year-old rock. This accelerates funding and interest in astrobiology, space research equipment, and educational tools. Super niche right now, but growing fast. Finally, AI transition services. Remember what happened with NAFTA? Massive disruption without adequate support systems. Position yourself as the bridge helping businesses or professionals navigate AI integration. The market for AI strategy for small business is wide open, because most consultants are either too expensive or too technical. All right, here's your one quick win to implement before close of business today. Sign up for Notebook LM and create one video from content you already have, an email you've sent explaining your service, a presentation you've given, whatever. Turn it into a video asset you can use this week. That's it, one video, 30 minutes max. Then watch what happens when you use it in your next client conversation or social post. If you want to go deeper, review your portfolio allocation this month. When's the last time you actually questioned the 60-40 rule? Set up automatic monthly contributions to a low-cost S&P 500 or total market ETF, and start building or expanding your cash reserves to 6 to 12 months of operating expenses. The game is changing fast, but that's exactly why independent operators have the advantage right now. You can move faster than the legacy players, you can adopt tools they're still forming committees to evaluate, and you can serve customers they're ignoring because the economics don't work at their scale. Get after it. We'll talk tomorrow.